Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is May 13th. Today we are going to continue on in this week's Come Follow Me block. We're going to take a look at Mosiah chapters 12 and 13, and we're going to continue to take a look at the experience of Abinadi as he is trying to preach to the Lamanites and the people of King Noah. After his experience with the Lamanites, he left and stayed away for 2 years. And after 2 years, he returned to the Lamanites and he began to preach to them again in disguise. Ultimately, though, they knew who he was and they bound him and delivered him to King Noah. King Noah then went to his wicked priest and asked, "What should I do with this guy?" And the priest said, "Bring him here and we'll question him." So they start asking him all sorts of questions and he answers them. But then he says this. This is in Mosiah chapter 12, verse 27. He says, "Ye have not applied your hearts to understanding, therefore ye have not been wise." There is so much to learn in those two little sentences. In my very first area on my mission, and in fact on my very first day of proselyting, we met a man named Hermano Sally Rosas, and he was a lawyer, and he was brilliant. He was such a smart man. I had the hardest time understanding anything he said because he used really big words. And he always asked really deep, deep questions. And we taught him for about 4 weeks. And every time we went, he just didn't seem to make much progress. And finally, after about 4 weeks, I realized that while Hermano Sally Rosas knew how to learn with his mind, he knew how to think critically. He knew how to memorize facts and figures and statistics. He never learned how to think or learn or feel with his heart. And one day in my very limited Spanish, as he was grilling us with all sorts of questions about the history of the Book of Mormon or the language of the people, I looked at him and with my greatest degree of sincerity and my most crude degree of Spanish, I said, "Hermano, you are very smart. In the short time that you've been reading the Book of Mormon, you probably know it better than I do. You could probably explain the timeline better. You could probably tell me more of the history of this book than I can. But Hermano, this book will never change you until you learn to feel it with your heart and not just learn it with your head." And after that, we stopped visiting for a while. Now, I was in that area for about 6 months, and about 4 months later, I ran into Hermano Sally Rosas on the street. And this time, he was different. This time, he was happy. He had a glow. And it turns out that he had been studying with the missionaries where his daughter lived. And he finally learned, as Abinadi says here, to apply his heart to understanding. He learned how to feel the gospel. He learned how to understand it in his heart and not just learn it in his mind. And my friends, it made all the difference. Notice it says, "Ye have not applied your hearts to understanding." That is an active thing. It doesn't just say your hearts don't understand. It says you have not actually taken the steps to allow your hearts to understand. So if we want to apply our hearts to understanding, we have to be active in that process. We have to open our hearts. We have to pray with sincerity. We have to study. And most importantly, we have to do something about it. That second sentence where it says, "Therefore, ye have not been wise," what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? It's action. Wisdom is knowledge in action. It's doing something about the things you learn. And because these priests had not put their hearts into learning, because they only cared about learning things with their mind, that knowledge of the mind would never lead them to putting those doctrines into action. They were not wise about their knowledge because that knowledge never sunk deeper than their minds. And without a knowledge deep in our hearts, we don't have sufficient power to be wise and to apply that truth into our lives. And that's where these priests were falling short. They had knowledge. They had the ability to quote the scriptures, to list off the commandments. But wisdom is the ability to make the right choices in real life scenarios based on that knowledge. And that is what these people lacked. That is what these priests didn't understand. But that is what changes hearts. It's not being able to quote the Ten Commandments. It's not being able to quote the scriptures or to quote the words of the prophets. It's the ability to live the scriptures, to live the commandments, and to follow the words of the prophets. So then Abinadi asked these priests what they actually taught the people. And they said, well, we teach them the law of Moses. And Abinadi says, look, if you're going to teach the law of Moses, why do you not live it? Why do you not apply it? And so he begins to teach the law of Moses and what the commandments were. Now let's jump over to chapter 13, verse 11. Abinadi says this, and now I read unto you the remainder of the commandments of God, for I perceive that they are not written in your hearts. Now, if you'll remember, I've told you about my conversation with my Jewish friend, the fact that we had that afternoon to learn from each other and to grow. And one of the things that she asked me was how we keep a consistency in the commandments, because the law that the Jews keep is very black and white. It's things that you do or you don't do. And she pointed out that a lot of our commandments have very gray areas. She specifically pointed out being modest. She said, how is there consistency there? What's modest to one person might not be modest to someone else, and how do you know if you're actually keeping and living the commandments? My friends, this is the answer. When we have the commandments of God written upon our hearts, we will live those commandments. We won't find ways to get around the commandments. We won't find ways to get away with as much as we can while still keeping the commandments. We will have a desire to live the commandments so that we can be close to our Father in heaven. Our Father in heaven gives us commandments. He gives us doctrine. He teaches us. But it is up to you and I to internalize what those commandments mean, what He would have us do, and how we can apply those commandments into our lives. And just like Ezra Taft Benson said, when obedience ceases to be an irritant and becomes our quest, in that moment, God will endow us with power. Power in our lives, but also a greater understanding, which will give us a greater ability to continue to obey and to serve God. So Abinadi continues to teach these priests about the law of Moses. And in verse 28, he says this, and moreover, I say unto you that salvation does not come by the law alone, were it not for the atonement which God himself shall make for the sins and iniquities of his people, that they must unavoidably perish, notwithstanding the law of Moses. My friends, all the obedience in the world cannot save us without the atonement of Jesus Christ. Ultimately, we rely on His mercy and His grace for our salvation. But that does not change the fact that God has given us commandments. When we keep those commandments, we are not earning our salvation. We are not getting tally marks on some great eternal checklist. We write the law in our hearts, and we apply the law in our lives. We don't obey so that we can earn our salvation. We keep the commandments so that God can change our hearts, so that we can learn how to be more like Him, and so that we can learn to appreciate our Savior's great and atoning sacrifice. But my friends, these things come as we apply our hearts to understanding, and as we write the commandments on our hearts. I testify that as we do, our hearts and our lives will be filled with the love of God and with the grace of the Savior. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.